What about Dennis Washington? What can you tell us more about him just as a person? Is he a modern day Copper King? Do you ever think of him as that?
Why don't you ask him?
You got his number?
No. I don't know. He's. I'll tell you what about him. One of the things I told him after I saw how he's lucky. I told him, Denny, I don't want you ever buy the mortuaries in Butte. He said, what? I said, I don't want you to buy the mortuary. He said, why? I said, the next day, everybody in Butte will die. So he didn't know how to take me a lot of times. But the one thing he did do, he told me that if we ever get this mine running, you won't see me. I won't, you know. And he lived up to that. So right after we started up, the primary crusher had a big crack in it. We had to shut down the mine that. And I had to call him. He was on his yacht. Oh, that's fine. You know, okay, I understand. Okay. But he said, Frank, if I ever get this going, you won't see me. The only time he'd come to the mine, very, very seldom, and sometimes he'd sneak there by himself, you know, going. But he got his picture taken on Forbes, you know, and he looked like Gaddafi in that picture. He's always thinking, and he'll think 10, 20 different things, and probably 19 are just completely out of hand. You know, you just tell him, Denny, forget it. He sold the mines in Butte, you know, the underground mines, and to a British outfit. And he got so much money for them. And then he sold the surface, the buildings and that. Then he said, if you want the ore underneath, you have to pay for that. So anyway, this company came in, and it was during Margaret Thatcher's, everything was nationalized, and she was getting rid of it. And there was a big time, and they're making a lot of money. So they came to Butte and got all those small mines, you know, that Denny said, take. I said, tell them to take them, because they're just going to be problems for you. And so anyway, they did one public offering, and, you know, it was oversubscribed, and I don't know, 20, 30 million bucks. So one morning I woke up, I get a call from Helen Miller, his secretary, and says, Frank, you have to get over here right away. Denny wants to talk to you. So I said, okay. What's it about? She said, I don't know. So I go, and he's in Milt Estopoulos' office, and they're dealing with this Clive Smith from England, and he wanted to buy what his proposal was, that he give Denny $50 million, but it was in stock, and Denny didn't even realize that, I think. But Denny would retain the equipment and do the mining, and I would be the president, and I'd get 400,000 shares of stock and a big raise. And so I went over there and I said, they're not miners, Denny. They're promoters, and I won't work for them. Milt and Dorn Parkinson, the president, say, take it, Denny, take it, you know, take it. And so, like I told him right there, I won't work for him. They wanted a shake. It was on a Friday, I guess. That's what it was. And then he went shake. Then it was Monday and he called me in the next morning and said, hey, Frank, I'm going in there and tell him deal's over. And once he makes a decision, that was it. Deal's over. He might stay up all night. I've been on trips where he would worry about something. But once he made a decision, that was it. The deal's